Hey, this is Chris Johnson coming to you with another naked podcast. That's correct. No clothes on once again. This is becoming a theme. Fuck it. I gotta take advantage of this no clothes shit while it's still relatively warm out. Once it starts getting fucking cold, if I want to do this, if I want to play this game, I'm gonna have to just jack the fucking heat up. I don't know if I want to pay for it. It's not really worth going naked all the time if I gotta fucking jack up the heating bill. One of the things I do a lot is talk to myself. Which I guess in a really fucked up way is kind of what I'm doing right now because there's nobody in the fucking room with me here. There's just a couple cats and a fucking microphone. So in a sense, the podcast is just me fucking yammering to myself. But I do it all the fucking time. I have like conversations with myself. When I was married, I did it so much that my ex-wife stopped answering me because she would answer my questions that I was just like posing to myself. And I'd be like, dude, I'm not fucking talking to you. Like, what the fuck? I asked myself that. And it's the craziest fucking thing in the world, but, you know, it fucking happens. And, shit goes down, and I just fucking talk to myself about it. I talk to myself during sporting events. I talk to myself when I'm, like, paying my fucking bills. I essentially talk to myself at all fucking times. I try to curb that shit in public because I don't want to look like a fucking crazy person, but that's not always something I'm able to do. I was just out for a run, and I fucked up the timing of this run. I wanted to do a long run. And I'm looking at the fucking clock, and I knew how much daylight I had left, but I'm a fucking moron, and I waited way too goddamn long. So I'm still like 5 miles from home, and daylight's fucking basically gone. I got like 15 minutes of it left. And I'm realizing this as I'm going down the street, and I thought it was fucking clear. I thought nobody else was fucking around. I was on like a fucking bridge, and I was coming down like a fucking bridge, and you know, there's a hill, and there was like a medical center to my left, and there's just like fields and shit and like stores to my right. So I'm thinking, you know what? Nobody's here. It's fucking safe. I can start ranting to myself. And I started like getting pissed. I started like scolding myself. Like I looked like to the west and I saw the sunset and I was like, motherfucker. I was like, that's it. It's fucking sunset. There's the fucking sunset. I'm fucked. I got 3 fucking miles to go, at least 3 fucking miles easy. It's gonna fucking be dark. And then I turned my head slightly to the left. And I saw like a couple walking their 4 dogs and they were looking at me like I was a fucking psychopath. Here I am. I got a tight superhero fucking skin tight shirt on. It's fucking yellow. It's got a lightning bolt on it. I got my hair tied back and the old double ponytails, the double guns. I look like a guy that you don't want to talk to. Somebody's not approachable. And I just pretended I didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like I saw him looking at me thinking like, who the fuck is this maniac? Is he getting too close? Do we need to stick the dogs in this asshole? And then I gave him like a little like halfway glance, like, oop, there they are. I'm going to just keep on fucking trucking. Fuck it. It's already out there now. I'm never going to see these motherfuckers again. So I might as well just fucking ignore it. Because what am I going to do? Like, you're not going to like address it there. I'm not going to stop and look at him and say like, really, I'm not crazy. I'm just pissed with myself because I didn't manage my time very well. I'm usually pretty good at managing my time and like figuring out like when I need to do things. My problem is when it comes to like time management, I don't factor in time before and after the shit that I need to get done. Like I know like, hey, the sun's going to set at like 7:45. So if I fucking get out of the house at 5:30, I'll have 2 hours and 20 minutes to run outside, you know, cover at least 10 miles, maybe a little more than that. That's not going to be fucking dark. That's what's going through my head, and I'm correct on that. I mean, I worked in radio. I don't know how fucking time works. I fucking timed shows for years. But the problem is, I never factor in, like, getting off my ass and eating and how much time it's going to take me to get ready and fucking fixing my hair on all that shit. I never factor that into the fucking equation. And as a result, I oftentimes leave myself with no fucking time to do shit. So I, like, ran today for the final, like, 4 miles in the fucking dark. And I didn't have, like, reflectors on. It was fucking dangerous. It's fucking stupid. I mean, but, you know, what am I gonna do about it? Like, sorry. I just forgot. And then I almost passed out when I got back into the house. And I realized one thing, like, when you're single, nobody gives a shit about any of that. Also, when you're single, nobody gives a shit that you're out running in the fucking dark. Like, if you have, like, you know, a friend at home or a fucking spouse at home, or like you live near like family members or some shit like that, they're gonna be like pissed. They're like, what the fuck are you doing out in the goddamn dark? You could have been hit by a fucking car. I just got home and the cats were like, hey, asshole, my water's empty. You wanna give me some fucking water, please? I'm like, hey, buddy. And then I squat down to pet them and I stand up and I almost fucking pass out. They didn't care about that either. They just want some pets. They're not really like nervous about that. I was a little nervous about that. Like, motherfucker, I almost fucking passed out on the kitchen floor. I don't think it's anything serious. I hope it's nothing serious. I think it's just like, I ran 13.26 miles and I squatted down and I stood up too fast. And, you know, sometimes shit happens. You know what I mean? Shit happens. You stand up too fast and you almost fucking pass out. Does anybody else do that? Am I the only fucking one that almost passes out like that? I think it's a thing, isn't it? Like, my ex-wife used to do that. Anytime she used to get up too fast. It didn't even have to be after, like, fucking working out. She'd get her ass off the fucking couch, and she'd almost fucking fall over. I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing there, Stumbles? She'd be like, oh, I got up too fast. I didn't even know that was a thing, getting up too fast. And now I'm doing it. It's a weird feeling. I looked it up. I saw some, like, fucking Q&A on, like, Runner's World, and it was like, you know, sudden stopping after running can cause a drop in blood pressure, which might induce dizziness, fainting, and or nausea. And then I said, oh, that's fucking great. Like, it happens to other people. And then, like, the next line, it was like, that being said, it's always best to check with a physician to discuss these symptoms. Fuck. I haven't been to the doctor in fucking 4 years. I really gotta fucking make an appointment. I'll be back. Sundays and Wednesdays, maybe with clothes, maybe without. It'll be a surprise. What's not a surprise, though, is that every episode's on Podbean, website, or the app. You can follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play as well. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. I'm on Instagram at Maybe 5 Minutes. And you can also catch the podcast right in the Facebook timeline.